Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us on Russell Hotels, or actually On Air with Russell Hotels. I'm here with a guest. I'm going to introduce her later, but I do want to thank some people before I get started. Sorry about that. Kind of an abrupt ending to that theme song, but it's always good to have a theme song, right? To lead into a show. So I want to thank everybody that's been involved in getting this thing off the ground. I want to thank Cheryl Rogers for assisting me with that intro. So she did that. Cheryl's actually a client of mine. So she'll be on the show maybe, I don't know, several weeks from now. She's actually a meeting planner. So she lent me her voice for the intro. I also want to thank Craig Sullivan. Craig Sullivan, who's with the Check Out California. I was actually on his show last year, and it kind of gave me an idea for this one. So I do want to thank Craig, and as well as his partner, Rad Gantos, who's with Rad Designs out in Orange County. They're both in Orange County. They both have a show. It's on the OC Talk Radio Network, just so you know. So I want to thank those guys for giving me some insight on doing a radio show. And I also want to thank Imani Roberts, who has his own podcast. It's called The Imani Experience. I do appreciate everything that you've shared with me as far as your experience and, how I should do this, what questions I should ask and, you know, that kind of thing. So thank you guys all for that. And I want to send a shout out, special shout out to my mom and dad. They're in Blythe listening. Actually, my mom's birthday was last week on the 16th. So happy belated birthday to my mom. So that's it. Now, without any further ado, I want to introduce my first guest. And I'm on Facebook Live, just so you know. We're supposed to be on Facebook Live. If you go to LA Talk Radio, you should be able to see us there, Natalie and myself. But I'm also on Instagram Live right now. So if you have Instagram, go ahead and you'll be able to see me. And then I'm going to click over, you know, when I'm not talking to Natalie. See, that's Natalie. So without further ado, I want to introduce Natalie Finzi. Now, Natalie is with she's a director of sales and marketing at the Godfrey Hotel in Hollywood.
That's right.
And one thing about it, it's not open yet. So she has some great experiences to share. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Natalie.
Thank you, Russell. Thanks for having me today.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate you being the first guinea pig. So go ahead. I mean, I'm sorry. I opened the floor for you. I mean, your experience. Tell me a little bit about Godfrey. I know it's opening soon. It's not open yet, but can you tell us a little bit about the Godfrey Hotel?
Sure, sure. So the Godfrey Hotel Hollywood, this is the fourth location in the Godfrey Collection. Very excited to be part of this growing brand. The Godfrey's started out in Chicago, so the first location in Chicago, followed by Boston. And then there's one in Tampa. So the Hollywood location's coming online this summer. So we're very excited about that.
Okay. So what, tell me about your experience. Okay. We know you're at the Godfrey now, mm-hmm. but we know like everyone has a story. That's one reason why I want to do the radio show is because everybody has a story in the hospitality industry. I've been in it 25 years or so. And we all have stories from when we first started to now. Mm-hmm. So give us a, you know, because I don't know. I mean, I've known you for a little while, but I don't think I even know everything now.
How I stumbled into
How'd you stumble? Because most people by accident, I'm actually a fool. I actually went to school for this, but some people fell into it. So tell us your story.
Yeah, I think half of us went to school and half of us,
just stumbled into it.
And like, then you can't get out.
This is kind of cool. They pay for this? They actually pay you for this stuff?
I started my hospitality career as a summer job. I was the cocktail server at the pool at the Century Plaza.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The Century Plaza, which is closed down, is going to reopen as the Fairmont?
I believe the Fairmont flag is coming on. Okay. Yeah. So very excited, for that property. Okay. It's an iconic hotel, in Los Angeles and it's got a lot of history. That's kind of where I started. And then just kind of moved up the ranks, through there, worked in, front office, eventually making my way through to reservations, revenue management, until finally landed in sales.
Which is the smartest move anybody can ever make.
Exactly.
Just so you know, you operations people are crazy. Get into sales. That's what I did. I did 6 years in operations. And I said, you know what? There's got to be something different and better than this. So anyway, I'm sorry.
No. I did my what do they call it? It's like your tour in the military or
tour of duty.
Yeah. So I served my 5 years in operations and then, moved on to the other side and, onto sales. Sales is great. People relations and, get to entertain. And
now they always want to ask this question. Mm-hmm. Now other departments are envious of salespeople, correct?
Always.
Why is that? Why do you think that is? Why is always this kind of friction between like the front office and every other department?
Right. Well, because they see us entertaining. They see us having lunch or,
they don't look at that as being work.
No. But, big deals are happening.
Exactly. The success or failure of a hotel depends on those dinners and those lunches,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Those trips and things like that. I mean, this is it. I mean, you're in charge of bringing revenue in. So some people book it and other people got to cook it.
Exactly.
Right. And unfortunately, we've done both sides of it. Yeah. So we kind of understand the whole big picture. But for people that maybe only stayed in one part or maybe, only did operation, never did sales, I don't think they really get it as much, or maybe they do. And maybe I'm just naive in my old age, but that's cool. So getting back to you. Okay. So you, you went now just so people know, we'll get off topic every now and then, but I'll try to bring us back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, cocktail server, did revenue management. Where did I meet you?
Okay. So we met at the restaurant at the bottom of the Beverly Center.
Okay. I think it was the Daily Grill, if I'm not mistaken.
It was the Grill something. It wasn't the Daily Grill. It was like some... Anyways, it's no longer there. But it was either a C-Vent or...
It was a C-Vent.
Was it a C-Vent workshop, luncheon, something or another?
Mm-hmm.
And I got there a little early.
Mm-hmm. For once. And I'm always there early.
And I saw you at the front of the class.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I came and I sat next to you.
Yes. And then we jumped a conversation. And you were in revenue management then, right? You were director of revenue management?
I think so. I'm trying to think, where was I?
You're at the Amarano.
Oh, okay. Good memory. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, no. So I was at Amarano. So yeah, that makes sense then, because I was doing revenue and catering sales for Amarano. Okay. And that's why I went to the C-Vent luncheon.
Okay.
Where we met.
Okay.
And it wasn't until a few years later that we would reconnect again.
Yeah. Let me tell the story from there. Mm-hmm, because you probably forgot. Okay, I was at the Sportsman's Lodge Hotel.
Yep.
When I first met you, I was a director of sales and marketing there.
Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm. And I was there probably a total of, I don't know, several years, and then became the GM. You know, why'd I do that? I have no idea. That gets back to that going back into operations thing. I must have had
moment of insanity.
Mind freeze, mm-hmm. brain freeze, something. But anyway, so I became the GM. And, you know, when you're GM, you always want to get people that have a different skill set than you do. Okay. Okay. I was a director of sales for years. Okay. But one skill set I did not have was revenue management. Okay. Now I can bluff my way through it, but that's not a good thing. If you're the GM, you need to have somebody that really is well versed in it. Now, Natalie didn't have any DOS experience at
no,
that time,
I did
right?
Not. That's correct.
So I think you're probably the only one I called. I said, you know what? I met this girl. She's a revenue manager, and I think she may have said she had aspirations of being in sales or something like that. Yeah. So I remember that stuff, especially if it's somebody that's going to help me out in the long run. So what I did was called her, and I don't know if you were even available to come in for an interview for a while or something. There was something. And I can't remember the whole story, but anyway,
yeah.
You came in and I made a decision to hire mm-hmm. you because I said you had a skill set that I did not have. You wanted to be a director of sales. And I said, you know what, this is going to work. So and then
yeah,
from
so
there, the rest is history, right? Wow. And you went from there to you went from Sportsman because you were there maybe, but how many years?
So I was there for just a year, and then Broughton asked me to help with Normandy. So Normandy was just coming out of a renovation. Broughton Hotels was managing Normandy at the time.
Okay, real quick, Broughton Hotels, CEO is Larry Broughton. Mm-hmm. They're based out of Orange County, I believe they're in Anaheim now. Mm-hmm. They only manage boutique hotels. So Natalie and I and several other people that I'm having on the show have worked for Broughton too. So good company, smaller hotels, but all boutique. And that's a interesting twist on the industry because it does. And just so you know, people that aren't involved in hotels, just because there's a name on the sign doesn't mean that's who owns that hotel because most of those hotels are owned or managed by someone else. Mm-hmm. So it can be a flagged hotel, say like a Marriott, but that doesn't mean Marriott owns or manages it. It can be owned by someone else and managed by Interstate Hotels, which is a big management company. So just so you know that.
Yeah.
But I always like to give some background over the
sure.
people that don't know,
yeah.
you know, what's going on. So, but so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. So, you know, Normandy was coming out of a major.
And Normandy is located where?
It's in Koreatown.
Okay.
Very cute independent boutique hotel.
Yes.
92 rooms.
Yes.
1920s style. The
very
owner,
nice
of,
hotel.
Yeah, the owner of that property, you know, wanted to keep it the look and feel, you know, very true to the 1920s, to its original period.
And he did a great job.
Yeah, no, Jingbo did a great job. So yeah, just helped rebrand that property and, you know, help market an independent boutique hotel in an up and coming, you know, neighborhood. This is several years ago when, you know, Koreatown was.
Yeah, wasn't the place to be hanging out then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been revitalized for people who have not been to Koreatown. It's actually a place to go. I mean, I used to work the Line Hotel, which is right next door.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there before it was the Line. It was called the Wilshire Plaza Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, it was called the Wilshire Plaza before the Line days, mm-hmm. right? So I actually worked there. And then back those days, it was, yeah, the area was. Let's just say it's not as nice as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But the food is good. So if you like Korean food, mm-hmm. please go to Koreatown because that's the place to go. I always go there to get my kimchi fix probably at least once a month. I'm over there once a month, every other month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have lunch with my friend who actually has a office over there. So I go there and do that. But yeah, but the Normandy is a great hotel. Mm-hmm. So you're there for how many years?
I was there for 2 years.
2 years, mm-hmm. And then from there you got itchy feet, and you say, "What is this about?" Well, let me. What is this about hotel right. salespeople that like to move yep. around? What
we
is that all
around.
About? Is that okay in this industry to do that?
I mean, that's what we do.
Exactly, because I've had this conversation with, well, we, you know, you kind of bounce around a little bit. This is people outside the industry.
Yeah.
See, within the industry, that's, if you stay too long in one place, they're like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
You know, you can't find another job or what? I mean, because people always want people that can bring a different kind of skill set. Once again, I'll use that term again, a different skill set to it. And you have mastered this, and I've had a conversation with you, and I said, don't ever go to a branded hotel. Didn't have I?
Yes, you
I
have.
Said, but you've mastered the boutique, mm-hmm. the independent, because it's a different animal. It's a different animal than a brand. Yeah. With a boutique, you have to do everything.
You do. You have to be that, you know, that entrepreneurial thinker.
Exactly.
You know, and operate, manage as if it was your own business.
Wow. So, yeah. That is cool. Well, that sounds scary too at the same time. Are you serious? Man, yeah, the success or failure depends on you, Natalie. Are you ready to for that burden? Oh my God. So okay, from there you went to from Normandy you
yeah,
went?
Yeah, so from Normandy, there was another opportunity a little closer to downtown with the Mayfair Hotel. Also, you know, in another little emerging pocket of Los Angeles. Great story with the Mayfair Hotel. It hosted the first, Oscar, the unofficial after party for the first Academy Awards back
really?
In 1929.
Wow.
Yeah, in that ballroom. So, you know, some iconic history for Los Angeles and, you know, great project to have been a part of. And we renovated the property and rebranded and revamped. And just last August, threw the re-grand opening party. And, you know.
I was there.
I know.
I was there. And it was a good time. And you saw Pancho Sanchez.
Yes.
Yeah, he played in that ballroom.
He played in the ballroom.
Right? I mean, and he played, I mean, he had the place rocking all night. I was like, he tired me out. And that's, he's not a young guy.
It was a rocking party.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were the guys on stilts and the lights.
Oh, yeah.
And
Yeah. It was out of control.
It was a little out of control.
Yeah. You couldn't find parking. Well, you had to valet. You couldn't do anything other than valet. That's one thing about, I mean, it's a great hotel, and the location is up and coming, but sometimes parking can be kind of a bear if you're trying to park yourself, right?
Yes.
But you don't have a choice. You have to self-park. I mean, you have to valet park.
Valet park, So, you know, the hotel did that, you know, for the guest convenience, you know. So just pull up and, you know, let them take care of the car.
Yes.
Parking in L.A. can be tricky.
You're telling me.
And expensive.
You're telling me. So, okay, so you, okay, so the Mayfair had a great grand opening. Mm-hmm. Your food and beverage is great over at the Mayfair.
Yeah, amazing.
But how's it feel? Okay, so you leave before you get to reap the rewards of everything you've done, right? Now, how does that feel when someone else jumps in and takes the credit for this? Because I know that's what happens.
Well, at that point, the challenge is over, and you've, like, you know.
So you just wash your hands up. So you wash your hands
and
you're
like, of it. Here you go.
Okay.
Set you up for success.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I don't. Let me turn this back around. I don't. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it has to be. I mean, yeah.
No, it's like it can be bittersweet. You know.
Yeah.
You've worked so hard. You've, you know, built a rapport with new clientele, and you know, yeah. I mean, after you leave, you know, some great things can come through that you had your hand in. But you know, the next person, you know, takes the credit, and that's just kind of the nature of the business.
That's the way it is. Yeah. Either take the credit, or some people say, "Oh, this place was screwed up when I got it." You know.
Yeah.
You always get that right. You always get that right. Like, oh yeah, right. Anybody that follows someone else in it, they can always nitpick at anything, but. bottom line, most of the time they're set up. I mean, like the Mayfair, that's set up. I mean, whoever got that job, whoever has that job now, probably has an easy transition. That's what I would think, because I've been there after you've left, and seem to be busy. I don't know what the mix of their business is now.
Yeah, but, I think business is good. I think they're doing well, and I think they kind of found their niche in the market, mm-hmm. and they've got an amazing activation going on in the library and in the lobby. You know, they've got lots of activities going mm-hmm. on at the hotel.
If you haven't seen that hotel, you need to check that one out too, because there's a lot of space, a lot of little cubby holes, little places you can meet and greet and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And they have a cool bar as well. Mm-hmm. And just the floor that they uncovered, was it the ceiling or the floor or the walls? They uncovered a lot of it went back to the original
designs. When they were gutting the lobby, they actually came across some original marble flooring.
Okay.
And that wasn't part of the original scope of the design, but mm-hmm. they decided to keep it because it's, a historic artifact from the building. The building was, built in 1926. So, little relics like that,
exactly.
you got to hang on to those. Yeah.
So you go from there mm-hmm. to a new build. Yeah,
yeah.
A brand new shiny dime. You know
exactly.
what I mean? Like, this is
yeah.
it. This
yeah.
is the place to be. Yeah. And no old, you don't have to worry about is.
Right.
Yeah, the old, this not working, that not working,
exactly.
or whatever. So now, now you're at the Godfrey.
Mm-hmm.
What's so special? Did I ask this already? What's so special about the Godfrey? What's going to be special about it?
What's going to be special
yes.
about the Godfrey? We've got lots of, really fun surprises for Hollywood. So rooftop pool.
Okay, rooftop pool. Is that open to the public or...
It'll be open to both, and then we'll be open to special events and rooftop pool buyouts. We've got a little over 5,500 square feet of versatile space.
Okay.
Right there in the center of Hollywood.
Wow, that's kind of cool. Now, what is it near? Is it near Hollywood Walk of Fame? Is it on what?
Yeah, so we're just south of Sunset, on Cahuenga. The entrance will be on the entrance will be on Cahuenga, off DeLong Pre.
Oh.
So between Sunset and DeLong Pre.
And it's a new build. It was something
brand
else before?
Brand new build. I think it was just a parking lot, Hollywood parking lot.
Okay. Well, that's
220
cool.
rooms.
220 rooms. Any food and beverage? What's your food and beverage going to be like?
So we've got Dorian Southall as our executive chef that just has come on board.
Why does that name sound familiar? I don't know. I just thought I'd say that.
He just started, so we're going to get his bio soon. But he's going to, be the chef behind our casual steakhouse. So
okay.
We've got a steakhouse.
Okay. Are they going to have some veggie options here?
We will have some. We're in LA. Of course, we'll have some veggie options.
I want to make sure
yeah.
there's some veggie options.
Options yeah.
Some nice ones, not just spinach salad.
He's working on
I need some creative stuff. Okay.
Creative.
So,
menu.
And I expect that for Hollywood. Okay. I expect something real creative. Non-meat eats. That's what I expect.
Non-meat
so
eats. Okay.
Okay.
Noted. Right. Yeah. We'll have the Russell special.
That sounds good
menu.
To me.
Yep.
That sounds good to me. Now, all the staff been hired? I mean, I know you're not opening for, you said in the summer, so.
Opening up in the summer. So the executive team has been hired, executive chef has been hired. So the key player is right now to kind of get the preliminaries for the hotel to open has been hired. We will have a job fair, probably beginning of March, mid March. We'll start looking for the rest of our talent.
Talent. Okay, mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Now, something I was going to ask you about the hotel about there. Okay. Who would be your competition? You know, everybody, mm-hmm. yeah, we're all based or geared on competition. Yeah. Well, you know, we got to be compared to somebody. So outside looking in, mm-hmm. you're in Hollywood. I would think your competition would be the Lowe's, and at least the Lowe's and the Hollywood Roosevelt.
So definitely the Roosevelt. Okay. The Dream. Okay. W Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mama Shelter. Yeah.
Okay.
And the Everly.
The Everly. Yeah. Is that the one? Is that the Marriott
one? That's the Kimpton.
No, what is the Edison? Is there Edison too?
Is that in
West Hollywood? No, I'm thinking of another.
Oh, are you thinking of Lapeer, which is the other Kimpton in West Hollywood?
No. Oh, anyway. Okay. I'll have to come up with that. I have to look that one up.
Okay,
your competition.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think you're going to rate against those hotels?
So we'll be, you know, somewhere in the middle of, you know, of those five hotels.
Okay.
You know, not going
to. Why would I come to your hotel, not go to the, if I want, you know, to the Lowe's? Other than you.
Well, we're, you know, our product's going to be very stylish, okay. but very approachable.
Okay.
You know, mid 200 price range.
Oh, wow. Mid 200.
Yeah. So we'll be, you know.
That's not bad, right?
No, not for Hollywood.
No. Okay. So have you already checked out your competition? Are you familiar? Were you familiar with those hotels already?
So I was a little familiar with them, but no, started to, you know, meet my counterparts and, you know, went to visit each individual property. There is some, you know, amazing products out there and everyone's offering, you know, something unique for everyone. And
yes,
going to do the exact same thing. So.
Yes. One thing I always say that the difference between hotels are whatever marketing strategy you have in place and the people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it. So you go for the people. So, you know, I would, if you're there, I know that, you know, you're going to be head and shoulders over everyone else. Okay. Because I know you and I know how you take care of the client. That's one thing about you that I recall that, you know, you stayed late, you did whatever you need to do to take care of the client. Right. And I would say, Natty, what the heck are you doing here? Get out of here. Well, I have to do this. I have to do that. You know, you don't get that a lot anymore. I'm just being honest. I mean, that's my experience working with you. That's what you're made of. That's what you're made of. So I know what they got. In fact, it's funny. I don't know if I can say. Can I say this? When you're interviewing, your GM called me for a reference. Did I tell you this?
Oh, the one from Godfrey?
Yeah, from Godfrey.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I put you down as a reference.
Okay. Well, did you know he called me? And I said, what are you waiting for? You should hire. I said, what the hell are you waiting for, dude? Why are you calling me wasting my time? Better snatch you up before someone else does. And so that's basically, he said, he laughed. He said, oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to hear that. He said.
That's why I put you down as a reference.
Yeah, exactly. He said, I just want to make sure she is what she seems she is. Is it just fluff or, you know, once she gets hired, she's going to be this raving maniac? I said, no, that's Natalie. I said, Natalie is, she knows what she's doing. She knows her stuff. She takes care of the client, and that's what you want, right?
Thank you, Russell. Oh, that's a nice compliment.
Nah, whatever. you know, it's my show. I can say that stuff. You know, what the heck? So, Godfrey, competition, different food and beverage, or you hired I'm just going off of the mm-hmm. things that you already told me. What else? Is there something else I need to know about your hotel?
We've got some fun art pieces that are being custom made for the hotel. Some great pieces that are, you know.
Everybody's going to that these days.
Well, you know, ours are going to be social media worthy.
So I want to go in there and take pictures
and
with it. Like, oh, this is the place to be because, you know.
Share. Yep.
I'm going to tell you a story. Can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah.
There was this hotel. It was okay. I don't know if I should say what it is or whatever. It's okay. It opened about 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was the Custom Hotel, which is near the airport,
oh,
LAX.
Sure.
Right?
I remember that
it's like the only boutique hotel near the airport.
Okay.
And it was something else before. It was the Furama, and they redid it as the to the custom. Yeah. Well, one of their the thing that they were their marketing thing to get people in there was that they had these sheep. Like you can sit on it. It weren't real sheep, but they were like, I don't know, ceramic sheep, and they had wool. And their tagline was like, come to the lobby and sit on the sheep or play with the sheep or something like that. I'm like, that's their biggest draw. Needless to say, I think the hotel's been sold a couple of times. But yeah, I mean, the marketing, you know, the thing is a huge thing. You know, how do we get people in? Mm-hmm. How do we keep them? How do we keep their interest? Artwork is a thing. I mean, because your last hotel, they did
had a whole art program.
Yeah, the whole art program. I see that the Hotel Fig has the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of edgy art, a lot of street art. Is
yes.
correct.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, but yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I'm not really into art, but when you see it and like, oh, this is different. I mean, they had some stuff that was like Hotel Fig has stuff that was made by gang members, things like that. Mm-hmm, I mean, it showed, you know, 13th Street and all this kind of stuff. I mean, all the art. I mean, it's amazing. And it gets people in there to see it. And that's
people.
What you want.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So whatever other than the sheep didn't. That didn't work.
Did
but
that not draw?
No, it didn't.
Sounds interesting.
I went in there to check it out. Right. And I guess, you know, it's just shiny and new. People want to go in there and check it out. Right. So I went in and checked it out, but I mean, that was the only thing that, you know, like, wow, okay, these are the sheep. And it wasn't like it was a whole herd of them. There's like maybe 3 or 4, you know what I mean? I needed to be like 20, you know?
The sheep.
Yes, it was interesting. It was an interesting concept, but, you know, some things work, some things don't.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, it always depends on, I mean, this day is social media. What do you think about, you know, social media and how you get the message across, and does it work?
You know, you can't. You know, it's hard. It's hard to tell. You know what works with social media. You know, there. You, let's see, how do you say this? Some of it is. You know, you can. Oh my gosh, how am I trying to say this?
I'm gonna take your time, man. We got about 20 more minutes, so you go ahead. I mean, it's hard to gauge what you're going
to... It's hard to gauge. But, you know, if you're not on social media, then you don't exist. I mean,
Exactly.
Have to,
so it's one of those things you have to do.
Yeah.
You're not sure if... Is this working? You know?
Right.
I mean, there's ways that you can...
Well, no,
yeah,
and,
words
and
you
we can track it.
Yeah.
There, it is trackable. But, I mean, yeah. You've got to be on social. You've got to do some, you know, pretty... wow things
exactly
you know, to capture your audience.
You have to remain, this is the thing I always tell hotels this, and that's one thing that I try to assist hotels with is I'm trying to segue into, you know, into me now, right? Boy, that was shameless plug, right? Mm-hmm. I try to let hotels know that, I mean, yeah, you have to be involved in social media.
Yes.
I mean, do all platforms work for you? Does, you know, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, do you have to be on all of them? Instagram? Do you have to be on all of them? One of them is going to work. Maybe two of them will work for you. I managed to post on all four platforms for me. And I've kind of grown my brand from, you know, a little bit of followers and no engagement,
mm-hmm,
to more followers and a lot more engagement. I mean, I think it's not necessarily the followers that you want to get, but it's the engagement.
Like,
which means you're putting out some decent content.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you putting out? Are you doing it enough where people even notice it?
Sure.
It has to be consistent. Just like, you know, I'm sure you just finished your marketing plan and budgets and all that stuff, right? Hopefully there's social media pieces in there.
There are.
Okay. So yeah. So some people don't even include that in there because they don't even think about it. And I think for some reason, we, mm-hmm, hotel people are the last to start doing and really embracing it. I mean, on a consistent basis. Do you agree with that? I mean, you're a director of sales. I've been a director of sales. And,
you know, I think there's so much of social that we don't know, that we're sort of learning as we go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like uncharted waters, and
yes,
you know, it is becoming more the norm, you know, that's how we're marketing now. That's
exactly
how we're communicating, you know, with our clients. And you know, you've got to pay attention to what their interests are and kind of like feeding them that information and keeping it relevant to
relevant.
Yes,
that's the word. Yeah. Right there, that's the word. That is the word of the day. Relevant. Is it relevant? Are you remaining relevant? And that's another thing that I try to, when I put things out, and I'll put little remarks or comments in there and say, you know, stay relevant, do this, do that. I mean, it's basically meaning, are you posting something today? Have you posted some decent content about your, whatever it is, your brand, if that's your hotel, if that's your CVB, if that's your DMO or whatever, then you need to do that. So, I mean, being an entrepreneur, I mean, I have to put things out all the time as to what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And just so people know, there's a couple of things that I do. Does that make do?
Mm-hmm.
I do hotel site selection, or some people would say a meeting planner, but I help meeting planners or any companies, organizations, find the right spot for their meetings, retreats, conferences, conventions, or whatever that is. So that's one thing I do. I call it hotel site selection, but I also do marketing. I do social media marketing for hotels, smaller hotels specifically, but we'll do any hotel. One thing that we always think, because we have a branded hotel, we think that we don't have to do any of that stuff.
Sure.
You know, someone else is going to do it. Corporate's going to take care of that. You know, no, corporate takes care of the masses, the entire brand. They don't take care of your specific hotel. So if I have a hotel here, I'm in Sherman Oaks. So I have the Russell Hotel in Sherman Oaks, and it's a big company. I should be the one taking care of my hotel specifically, not worrying about what corporate's doing, because, you know, corporate will charge you to do certain marketing things for your hotel, but they're not going to do the day-to-day social media postings and things like that. And sometimes I even think it's hard, even if you contract someone to do it, because they have to kind of live. You want them to feel what you feel. I remember this one, I can't remember, a GM of mine said, oh, I can have, you know, so-and-so has a teenage daughter, she can do it. I'm like, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
Just because they're a teenager does not mean they know what you're looking for. Because believe me, on the social media tip, you can hone it down to who you're trying to specifically target. You don't just, it's not just going to everybody if you don't want it to go to everybody. If you wanted specific people or specific industries, you can send it to specific industries. Go ahead, you're going to say something.
Yeah, no, I mean, you have to.
It's like going on my rant.
No, that's an important role, you know, because that person's, you know, potentially engaging with your customers.
Exactly.
You know, we're in the process of, you know, figuring that out for ourselves. And, you know, we want someone local, you know, that knows the area, you know, that can help us out with that.
That makes sense. Because
you want an authentic, you know, authentic posts, relevant, you know,
exactly,
you know, to the local area, you know.
Very good. That's God, right on.
Yeah.
God, whew, man, you preach it to the choir. There's something else I'm going to ask you. Influencers, have you ever used an influencer before?
Yes. So, used lots of influencers at the Mayfair, and even, you know, at Normandy. You know, they're great. They're, you know, they've got, they're great. You've got to vet it out. You know, you've got to do your own homework. You've got to do your research, make sure that, you know, their followers are, you know, your customer, you know, or like your customer. So yeah, you want to do your homework, and, you know, make sure that you partner yourself up with the right influencers. But, I think it can be a great partnership, and we've worked with them in the past. And
how do you find them?
So in the past, you know, our PR agencies, helped us, but, you know, sometimes they reach out to you directly, you know, or you can, you know, reach out to them, you know, obviously on social, but yeah, through PR or, you know, they'll knock on your door and
they ask for a lot of freebies. Do you get a lot of those?
So, you know, that's something that you kind of need to work at. Yeah, I mean, you just, you know, you need to work that out. Each one is kind of on a case by case, depending on, you know, what they're offering to do. You know, and I think it's best to, you know, like an agreement, you know, written agreement of, you know, what your expectations are from them and, you know, what they'll do in return and, you know, for the posts and you know, the images and the photography that they'll take. So, no, I think, you know, each influencer, you know, should be handled on a case by case. And you need to identify what you're giving for free and, you know, what they need to pay for, if that. So, yeah, I think you just have to work that out with each individual.
Very good. Very good. Sounds good. Well, hey. All right. That's the influencer tip. I actually have one coming in next week.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Someone I've known for a little while. You work with LA Tourism? LA Tourism.
Yeah. So we just signed up our membership with them, but I've obviously worked with them in the past.
Yes. Now, you know that they just welcomed 50 million visitors into LA, right?
Yeah.
So congratulations to LA Tourism for that. Want to throw that out to everybody there. Brian Churchill, Darren Green, Ernie Wooden, congratulations. I mean, they're the three that basically run the show over there, and congratulations to you guys. So you guys are reaping the rewards. Now we wonder why, you know, what is all this traffic? Well, it's the 50 million people that we
have
come here.
To visit, yeah.
So blame LA Tourism for having these darn freeways clogged.
No, they do an amazing job, and they're a great partner.
So, yes, yeah. No, they are. No, I worked with them before, and I look forward to possibly having a couple of them on the show. But yeah, to talk about the CVB thing now. For people who don't understand, CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau, they're the tourism arm for the city of LA. Mm-hmm. So they're in charge of, I guess, bringing in business. Is that hotel rooms? Is that conventions? All that kind of stuff that they're responsible for bringing the tourism dollars. And you pay for that through that, the tax, the bed tax. What is it? What is it in LA? Four? Is it 15 point?
It's the tourism tax.
The tourism tax is like one point something percent.
But
that's added to the
occupancy
tax.
Yeah, so it's like 1.5%
goes back to them. It's called a TMD tax, which is
Tourism TMD.
Marketing District.
Oh, district or dollar? Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure that translates into dollars somewhere, right? So they've been doing that program for a while, and now that's starting to reap. Well, it is reaping the benefits of that. So no, I have nothing but good things to say about LATCB.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So what else, Natalie? We got a couple more minutes here.
Actually, one helpful tip is Los Angeles Tourism has a vetting process for influencers.
Who do you get that from?
Well, it was like announced in one of their meetings.
I wasn't invited to that meeting. LA Tourism.
But make sure
I'm on your email list.
Yeah, if you're unsure of a partnership, you can always have the influencer get qualified. There's something that they can do on the LATCB website to get, you know, approved, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So if you really don't know what to do, mm-hmm. have them go through that process first.
Okay.
And then once they're, you know, approved through Los Angeles Tourism, then, you know they're legit.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. So you guys have signed up for the membership.
Of course. Yeah. Just signed up. That's, you know, one of the things that you do kind of, you know, opening up a hotel, you start, you know, setting up all your partnerships.
Who else? What other organization do you set up with?
So Hollywood Chamber,
okay.
LA Chamber.
Is that it?
I'd have to bring my business plan.
Next time bring your business plan so I can go through and make sure everything's in there. It's supposed to be in there. How long did it take you to get that done?
So for this hotel, we're just starting.
You haven't done it yet?
I thought I
asked you that already.
We're working on it.
It's a
work in progress.
Okay, yeah. But so budget hasn't been done. You must know what rates you want.
No, budget's been done. We're working on the more of like the business plan right now. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're going to miss, you won't be open by, what is this, the award season and all that stuff?
No, unfortunately not. Yeah, okay. So we'll miss that, yeah. Early, okay. Yeah, early summer is what we're scheduled for, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Early summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're taking reservations now, you're taking groups, what are you saying?
Contact me directly.
We can contact you directly. Yeah. Okay, you have an email address?
Yes, it's natalie.finzi at the Godfrey Hotel Hollywood.com.
Okay, I'll make sure I put that on my website, okay. Which is russellofhotels.com. just so you have the information, and you can always reach me at that same russellofhotels.com. My number's there as well as my email. I'm on all social media, either at Russell L. Edmond or Russell of Hotels, one of the two. So I'm always easily approachable. Well, we're going to wind this down. I mean, it just flowed, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I hope everybody had a good time. I sure did.
I did.
I'm looking forward to, you know, when you do open, we have to have you come back.
That'd be
right?
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe you can bring your chef. What's his name again?
Dorian Southall.
Okay. Maybe you can bring some veggie treats. But anyway, I thank everyone for tuning in. Remember, this is a weekly show, Russell of Hotels, or On Air with Russell of Hotels. Well, I'll get that right one of these days, at 1 o'clock, Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. So please feel free to make, you know, email me, russell@russellofhotels.com, with any comments you may have or even any questions you may have. So until next week, thank you so much and take care.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.